Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Jerry Neal.
Good morning.
And Jerry is the pastor for the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church, of course, located in Lewis. Well, Jerry, we want to talk about Super Bowl, but spelled a little differently, S-O-U-P-E-R. So what's happening on February 4th?
During Super Bowl weekend, we decided that we were going to do a soup benefit. So it is super with a soup, S-O-U-P-E, and bowl, B-O-W-L. And there's a young man and his family who really need our support and our prayers. And this benefit is intended to bring people together to celebrate life and to let them know how much we care, and to raise some money to help them as he goes through this major surgery and rehab and all of the challenges for his family.
Yes, and it does reach out to many family members. But starting with Kyler, major surgery, when you say that, you mentioned to me it's 12 hours. I would say that's major right there.
This young man, a 13-year-old boy, has issues with his spine, and the surgery is going to take 12 hours at Children's in Omaha, and they're going to put rods in his back and straighten his spine, and it's an incredible extensive surgery.
But the good news is it's been proven to be very successful.
All the results, everyone that I've talked to who knows somebody who's had this surgery has said it's incredible. Sometimes the kids after the surgery grow as much as 4 inches in a year, and it restores them and helps the realignment of your body, impacts just how you live and how your body functions.
So we have to support Kyler in just knowing that he's going to be going through this surgery. But it's just so positive to know that there are good things going to come out of this. But as we said, it really does affect his family. His mom is Jessica, and I understand she's been employed, and now at this point she's having to give up that employment.
Yeah, Jessica's a single mom who's worked very hard to support her family. She has two boys. And worked for an extended time period at Heritage House, and had to take a leave of absence in order to finish preparing for and then be there for her son, for Kyler, because a 12-hour surgery, about a week in the hospital, and then the rehab starts. And at least 3 times a week, he's going to have to go back to Omaha, and she's got to care for him in the interim. So she's afraid that it may be as long as 6 months that she won't be able to work, and that's hard.
It's hard in many ways. It's not the money is very important, but there's many other ways that our employment is important to us. So
and employment is such a social thing.
Yes,
you know, and the same for Kyler going to school. You know, and so all of a sudden, just snap your fingers and you lose all of your relationships that you're used to every day. You know, and the same for Kyler with his classmates. It's a struggle.
So the Lewis community and beyond has come together, is coming together to put this particular lunch benefit together, but I know in many other ways too. And I guess, Jerry, you know, you told me you've been the pastor there for a year and a half, but you're just seeing so many things happen in bringing the community together. Can you give us some examples?
Very much so. And let me give you a real quick history of how this event came about. There is a lady, and it's Jessica's mom, Colleen. And Colleen runs a business in the community. And so many times in just the year and a half that I've been the pastor in Lewis, Colleen has been the leader, the instigator, the cheerleader for helping other people. I think specifically of a gentleman who died of cancer recently, and all she did to support him and his wife. And there are many other places. She's always asking people to reach out and help somebody else. So when we found out about this, it's our turn. You know, it's our turn to act, to help someone who is so gracious in helping other people. Mm-hmm. And so event began.
Yes. And as I said, the community in many ways comes together. I'm sure that started first with the women in your church, but community center, many other people beyond your church and beyond Lewis have been saying, what can we do to help?
It has been incredible. The community center donated the facility because it's much larger than our capacity within our church. We've had just people come up and say, okay, what can I do? People just give money and far beyond our small community of Lewis. People in Marnie, out of the Buck Creek community, from Griswold, have all already volunteered, have already donated. The generosity of KJN has been incredible. We've had people come up to us and say, oh, I've heard about your event, and my business ought to do something.
Very good.
And so this community, the heart of this community across all Atlantic and beyond, is so overwhelming. I'm so thankful.
And, you know, there are often benefits for various things. I think talking about this one just sort of holds up the way that people do respond. For in other cases that's happened, been here, and here's a great example of how community people come together to do something good for somebody else.
I think the uniqueness of small communities can be the forgiveness and the support of each other. We're all human. We all make mistakes, and in small communities, we know each other for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
And so we know what you did 20 years ago. And just to say, it doesn't matter. You know, this boy needs our help.
I want to switch topics just a bit, Jerry, because in a conversation not very long ago, somebody was saying, well, I don't know what churches came together, because it is the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. And I think churches across the country in small towns are kind of facing, maybe they need to do this. How did this happen in Lewis, that the churches came together?
Back in the 1960s, there were...
That's almost ancient history to some people.
Yes, it is. when I was a mere boy, I wish. Both churches, there were actually three churches in the community, and the Congregational Church and the United Methodist Church recognized they could not survive independently. They both had very old buildings, needed a tremendous amount of work just to maintain them, aging congregations, and they came and realized that if they sold both buildings and land, came together, that they could build a new handicapped accessible one floor just beautiful church. And so in 1971 it was achieved, and the new building was opened. So the Congregational became part of the UCC, but we compromised, we recognized both traditions, and it's the direction in rural America. Our churches need to come together and share resources, share people, share ideas.
Our population, especially out here in some of these small rural areas, just continues to go down. And I think we have to ask the question, how can all of these churches maintain their buildings, first of all, plus, of course, all the people they need to keep the work going in the church? And so combining... But it's interesting, isn't it, that they did this in the 1960s in Lewis. I mean, they way preceded what's probably should be happening in other places now.
Well, it's hard, you know. And,
yes.
And there's an innate stubbornness that keeps us going in rural America. It's hard. In many cases, it's hard living. Farming and the businesses that support farming, it's hard work. So we don't give up. And so it's hard to say... We should end this, but the reality of birthing something new creates opportunities. And we each are unique and have unique ideas. But if we can come together with a commitment to work together long term.
And in the case of churches, it takes, of course, local people saying this needs to happen. But there's also beyond that some, you know, the church hierarchy kind of needs to get involved there too. And sometimes that's not easy. So it's not an easy thing.
It isn't, and it's feelings can be hurt. There's In both of these churches' cases, they were begun in the 1850s, 1860s. Mm-hmm. So those 100 years of legacy, of family, you know, and all of which has to be taken, reminded and recognized and remembered. You have to be careful.
You bet.
But it's possible with God involved.
It is. Let's quickly talk about the Super Bowl lunch benefit, time, place, and what we're going to eat.
It's going to be this coming Saturday, which is February 4th. We're gonna start serving at 11:30 to 1:30. It is soup in a bowl.
Several kinds of soup. You'll have a choice.
And there are three different types of soup, and we have some wonderful cooks. Some wonderful people donating. So not only is it going to be soup and chili, potato soup, plus chicken and noodle, and the Shriners and others have been wonderful donating handmade noodles. So the food is going to be amazing. A lot of desserts.
Of course, you have to have desserts.
A lot of desserts. Yeah.
So it's free will offering. So you all come over on Saturday, get a bowl of soup, say hello, and 11:30 to 1:30 at the Lewis Community Center. Help support Kyler Navarro and Hernandez and his family. And
I might add, come, please. Just the number of people visibly supporting him.
Yes, that's important,
too. And his family will be what is remembered for decades.
You're right. So we want to thank you very much, Jerry Neal, who is the pastor for the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. And until next time, here's a thought from Dr. Wayne Dyer. If you are what you do, then when you don't, you aren't.